the corruption is too rife. But in the states, that's different. That's the Achilles here. That's where the founding fathers really had their shit together. To let the states decide, you know what? We don't have to listen to these criminals in the federal government. We'll do our own thing. So state legislatures and state officials should be ready to convene and prohibit, even criminalize, the implementation of any international standards on pandemics. And they can do it. They're the same folks who locked you down. They can unlock you and prevent this kind of nonsense from affecting you. But I wouldn't, this story calls for congressional Republicans to create a joint committee along with representatives from this place to that place to investigate which entities were behind the original pandemic. That's a big mistake. What's done is done. You have to look forward. These things move too fast to look backward. Who cares? We know that these things were created and timed on a purposeful basis from the simulations they had. And that this is part of a script. We don't need to shed light. Should we? To find out what happened? Okay. But not at the expense of protecting your house, so to speak. If you have a limited amount of time and the Biden administration is trying to take an 18-month window that the World Health Organization would have to implement this and shave it down to a 6-month window, you just lost a year. You don't have time to go back and see what's going on. You have to think forward first. And then when you get time and you secure situation, then you can go backwards. That, what happened is not going anywhere. The facts will still be the same facts when you look back at them, whenever you get to it. Don't get caught in that quicksand. We've been in that quicksand since I came back into journalism. We're going to declassify this document and these guys are going to jail. Jesus Christ. I saw today they're still doing these fucking grifters, these idiots on YouTube. And, well, they're not really idiots because they make a lot of money doing this. And Twitter and other places, all these other upstart Rumble and Truth Social and all these places. They're still doing videos about Durham's coming. Durham's coming. Durham's next target. Durham's next target is a steak dinner. You want to keep looking back, right? Who gives a fuck about Durham and the FBI? There's a new criminal. There's a new crime boss in town. Tedros and the World Health Organization. Don't get caught up in looking backward right now. The governors and especially state legislatures that oppose this kind of stuff, controlled by GOP, etc., if they have any integrity, they'll make moves to prevent against this kind of insanity. If they don't have integrity, they will side and agree with these people. And you could be living in a virtual hellhole if you pay attention to what they have to say. And you don't stand up. You don't push back. See, that's one thing that these guys never anticipated, you fighting back. Number one, you say, no, fuck you. I'm not going to take your jab. Do something about it. Okay, we'll take your job. We'll mandate it. Yeah, fuck you. I didn't want to work there anyhow. Okay, you can't fly on an airplane. Oh, yeah, I'll wear a mask on an airplane. I'll fuck somebody up mid-flight, though. They step out of line. I'll fist fight somebody. I'll tackle a flight attendant. Leg sweep some bitch in the aisle. You want to fucking yell at me? There'll be chaos on plane. You know, the movie Snakes on the Plane? Brakes on the plane. Somebody's going to get their arm snapped. That's what happened, right? People got sick and tired. Every time they said, you're going to do something and you had to do something, you said, fuck you. Do what I want to do. You can't tell me what to do. I'll wear the mask on the plane. I'll pull down my lip or whatever. See what I can get away with. They never anticipate you'd say no and do something about it. They don't have anything. They don't have anything. If enough people stand up, that's what I said at the beginning of the show. Where is everybody? Look at Sri Lanka. Again, we're going to play a number of different videos at the end of the show, so stay tuned, as we've been doing that on a regular basis, according to tradition here. But the Sri Lanka videos will be mixed in, that the boys put together today. I think it's very entertaining, especially the second one. And the other videos we have coming with Biden and just... I mean, there are videos I don't even think we got to tonight. Are there? Whoops. I'll bang my head against the mic. I guess I could figure out if I bang my head against the mic a number of times. Of course, you could say I do that on a nightly basis. Anyway. States got to wake up. The federal government is already corrupted. It's gone. It's gone. It's the Titanic. When you get in bed with Tedros and Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Bill Gates, the Clinton Foundation, the Gates Foundation, and they're all in it together. They have been. And they've all made a lot of money stealing, selling fake vaccines and everything else, one grift after another, and they've all gotten away with it. And the U.S. government, the criminal justice system in this country does not exist. Otherwise, these people would literally be in jail. Isley Brothers? I'll put him in your skirt. Of course, not a lot of folks know the Isley Brothers were from Teaneck, New Jersey. Big hit in 1962, Twist and Shout. And they had a pretty good guitarist in 1964 after recording the epic Testify, which featured the unbridled guitar playing of a chap named Jimi Hendrix. That'll put another hem in your skirt. We like to mix a little music and news together, as you know. The Fight the Power 1 and 2, as we're listening to Great Reset, Klaus Schwab, and The Whiff. They're pushing central bank-controlled cashless society. Of course, they want to keep track of every dime you have and with their electric cards. They don't even need electric cards, actually. You could just use the new gas-powered cars. That's what Clash and Cash for Cars was all about. Should be called Klaus for Cars. Get rid of those old clunkers. Get them out of here. We can't shut them down electronically. We can't monitor them. We can't track them. There'll be no Mad Maxes around here with souped up fucking Chevy Novas and old Camaros and et cetera. And Challengers and satellites. And javelins and dusters. I'm not talking about, when I say duster, I'm talking about a car. I'm not talking about Hunter Biden. Let's get rid of those clunkers. Trade them in. They're not worth anything. This new shiny model here, an upgrade where we can shut your ass down at the press of a button or take control of your vehicle and send you off a cliff Thelma and Louise style. The globalist architects of the Great Reset at the World Economic Forum have thrown their weight behind the concept of a central bank and digital currencies, claiming that state-controlled cryptocurrencies will revolutionize the future of finance. For them, not for you. Don't get too upset. You're not going to have any money anyhow to worry about. Just days before its annual meeting in Davos, in which the elites from enterprise and government descend on the Swiss ski resort town, blowing a massive carbon footprint in the so-called fractured ozone. But don't let that stop them. World Economic Forum has released a list of technologies that it believes will change the world by 2027. Oh, they're moving their time frame up. Including such new world order staples as the metaverse and so-called green energy. Of course, the green in green energy is just cash. Klaus Schwab, his group said the central bank digital currencies will revolutionize the financial system through increasing financial inclusion and improving the lives of billions of people globally by providing access to cheap and affordable financial services. What will we need cheap and affordable financial services for when we're not going to own anything and be happy? For banks and insurers, they'll be able to integrate their existing infrastructure and be able to provide the broad spectrum of central bank digital currencies, linked payment related services, and exercise cross-chain. I don't even know what the fuck this is. I don't even know who wrote this or what it means. Let's just break this fucking sentence down. This is insane. A lunatic wrote this. Probably Klaus himself. Hopefully he had pants on at the time. Never can tell, Klaus. Listen to this. If you wrote this in college, it would come back with red pen all over it. What the fuck is this? My literature teacher, freshman year, would write stuff in the margin. See me now after class. Yikes. He'd say, where the hell did you come up with this at? You think you could just get the thesaurus out and throw words around it? This doesn't even make any sense. Well, this, okay, Ray Berner was no, didn't fuck around in literature class. He would mark this paragraph up and send it back to Klaus. And Klaus would be sitting in the corner with his dunce hat. Again, and no pants, I'm sure. Get the dunce hat on at least. Cover some up with that dunce hat. Listen to this. This is a quote from the World Economic Forum. For banks and insurers, they'll be able to integrate their existing infrastructure and be able to provide a broad spectrum of central bank digital currencies, linked payment related services, and exercise cross-chain interoperability protocols for universal payment access to digital national currencies, stablecoins, NFTs, the metaverse, and much more. Okay. Now that that's out, that shit wouldn't get past freshman literature professor. As opposed to Bitcoin, which operate on a decentralized basis with no single entity, a person having control over the value, ownership, and functions of said coins, central bank digital currencies act like a digital form of traditional fiat currency, and that they are issued by central banks and therefore ultimately beholden to the whims of the state. Oh, so are you. What a match made in hell. Heaven. Hell. Sorry. Of course, this is all about social credit score. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you folks. That's what the folks in Sri Lanka are pissed about. The SCS, the social credit score. Yeah, that didn't work out so well in Sri Lanka. Those guys running in the street, the leaders and the elected officials, they got a social credit score upside the fucking head. And we know that communist China became the first major world economy to issue central bank digital currency and based on social credit scores, etc. It worked out for them too, right? Not the people in China. It's crazy. I like the folks in Sri Lanka that said, you know what? You want to weaponize banking against us? You weaponize business against us? Take a fucking frying pan to the head. They'll beat you with anything in Sri Lanka. Guitar, you honky-tonk man, fucking over the head, El Kabong. But don't worry, the World Economic Forum, they don't give you much of a playbook when these things blow up in their face in different countries. All these guys listening and hanging on every fucking one of Klaus's words when they call Klaus, hey man, I just got my ass whooped and chased down by a mob of angry people and they just burnt my house down.
Well, don't you have the another house?
Yeah. Yeah. That got burnt too.
What's about the other house? Like a vacation house? Yeah.
Yeah, they burnt that too. Thanks, Klaus.
I have another. The phone's ringing in the other room, yeah?
Hello? Klaus? Klaus! Yep, it's all fun and games until someone gets their ass fucking whooped. Speaking of getting your ass whooped, there seems to be a little epidemic of elected officials having a hard time physically. A series of strokes striking our rather young folks, by the way, both elected and political hopefuls. Gee, I wonder what could be going on. Why would people be having such a hard time with strokes, cardiac issues? Something that could precipitate that. Have to think about it. This is what you're dealing with. These are rare, though. There's 100 people in Congress, in the Senate, in the United States. We got 3 or 4 strokes that we know about. Yeah, that's not rare. Let's go to the story here. What are the chances? The Young Bucks wrote, the editors. What are the chances? Here's a headline. Leading Pennsylvania Democrat candidate for U.S. Senate, John Fetterman, suffers a stroke. Of course, this guy has been vaccinated to the bejesus belt and back. I mean, this guy is really big proponent of smoking weed, too. I think he actually smoked some of the vaccines as well. He took the injections and then he put them in his bong. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, he's the favorite to win the state Democratic U.S. Senate primary. He's receiving medical attention after recovering now after suffering a stroke, his campaign said on Sunday. And the heavyweights in Pennsylvania are saying that he will be the next senator. He will beat all comers, whatever candidate comes out of this disaster, the GOP lot. Fetterman, I think even from a hospital bed, could beat these guys. He's raised a lot of money. That's what top insiders say. We'll see how it shakes out. It won't be decided today. Just the primary. I saw people in the media, they're so fucking stupid, writing about Fetterman. Fetterman! Who's going to fucking walk away with the primary today, Pennsylvania, to be the Democratic candidate? the media, they don't even understand how politics work. Fetterman candidacy. Up in smoke 2 days before key election. He's what? There's no key election. It's a fucking primary. It's key for the GOP, not for Fetterman. It's like people don't even understand fucking basic shit. You know, it's amazing too. The proponents I notice out there who love the tenets of communism and fascism, they're the same idiots that never paid attention in school. They don't know what the fucking... They couldn't explain either one of those to you if you asked them. What is communism? These are the cement heads that failed out almost of school, out of class, had shitty marks in history. They're the ones that are running things and making fucking policy. Check, please. Fetterman's even a cement... I mean, he looks like a cement head. He is a cement head. He's a dope. He's a dangerous guy. He can't even figure it out. Listen to this insanity. I hadn't been feeling well, but was so focused on the campaign that I ignored the signs and just kept going. On Friday, it finally caught up with me. I had a stroke that was caused by a clot from my heart being in an AFib rhythm for too long. A blood clot. Gee, John, I wonder how that happened. Look, John, there are plenty of people who don't feel well and are focused on their job and ignore signs, different things, and they just keep going, like you say you did, that don't end up with a fucking blood clot, pal. Do the math. Do the math. They're not even capable of understanding what happened. Okay, next up on the stroke train, Democrat senator suffers stroke while giving a speech. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen, he suffered a stroke while delivering a speech over the weekend and is now being treated in a hospital. First-term senator who's up for re-election in November said he began feeling lightheaded while speaking in Western Maryland. He saw a doctor shortly afterward and learned he had suffered a stroke. This guy is also from our crack squad here, vaccinated to the bejesus belt, but I'm sure it's just rare. Earlier today, an angiogram indicated that I had experienced a minor stroke. At what point do these idiots figure it out, or they don't figure it out, they're that brainwashed, that they may have harmed themselves here with what's going on? Let's go back to a couple months ago. We talked about Senator Ben Ray Lujan, however you want to pronounce it. New Mexico senator, returning home at the time from following a big stroke. He was hospitalized and he was laid up. He was in bad shape. And he suffers a stroke right at the beginning of the year this year. And this guy, okay, also vaccinated to the bejesus belt and back. He actually needed surgery. It was a minor stroke that affected his balance and underwent surgery to ease his swelling. Of course, he didn't give too many details about what happened. But everything fell apart right after his booster shot. But as UFO says, I don't need no doctor. And Humble Pie sings it too. And we're listening to Humble Pie right here. These guys could accept a little Humble Pie and admit that they were wrong. They fucked up.
You fucked up. You trusted us.
Put
But, you know, you're not allowed to talk about these things because they're the truth, and they're rare. Yeah, sure they are. How many other elected officials have been fucking laid up? Haven't told anybody, but Gavin Newsom, remember, he disappeared for like almost 3 weeks. Nobody saw him. Oh, yeah, he was just doing his hair, right? Fuck out of here. After he received his public jabs in his booster, he went missing for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. What was he? Hiking the Appalachian Trail with Governor Sanford? Headline, Biden administration knew the baby formula shortage was coming. What month is it now? It's almost June. They knew this was happening in February and perhaps as early as January. But like I said, they don't give a shit about you or your kids. They told you to take your kids to a doctor and put a serum in their bodies. And then when things went haywire and their hearts started to blow up, they started to get clots of their own. And some kids have dropped dead on sports field after sports field or simply in their sleep. But that's not supposed to say about things like that. That's why we have pain.tv, so we can talk about things like this. It's all rare. Jesus, help us. Jesus, Lord, help us. Biden administration knew about baby formula shortage. The director of the National Economic Council, Brian Deese, is telling folks. Deese said the administration is working around the clock to tackle the... Yeah, right, right. From every angle possible. Yeah, sure. Right. That's why you've done dick since January and February, Deese. The administration has been on this... This is their...